Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today, the first Sunday in Advent, called The Four Last Things. It was by the late Archbishop John T. Calhoun, Jr. The word Advent means coming. In Advent, we consider the various comings of Jesus Christ. We look at his comings through the lens of the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Today, we consider death. This morning's gospel describes Jesus' coming into Jerusalem for the last time. He has visited Jerusalem many times before, but never with any particular fanfare. Today he comes quite publicly into the midst of a screaming crowd, and he is riding on the back of a donkey. Jesus uses the donkey quite deliberately as a way of fulfilling a prophecy. Zechariah had said many centuries before that when the true king of Israel appeared, he would ride into his capital city on a donkey. Jesus knew exactly what he was doing, and he knew exactly what reaction his donkey ride would provoke. Jesus knew something else, which no one in the crowd knew. That was that he was not coming into Jerusalem to be anointed king, and he was not coming to be acclaimed as a guerrilla leader who would fight against the Romans. Jesus was coming into Jerusalem to die. One clear advantage Jesus had over us is that he knew when he was going to die. He talks all through St. John's Gospel about his hour and how his hour has not yet come. On Palm Sunday, he told his disciples that his hour had now come. He had come to Jerusalem to die. Quite unlike Jesus, we echo King David's psalm, and we ask God, "Lord, let me know mine end and the number of my days, that I may be certified how long I have to live." That is to say, "Please, God, tell me how much time I have left. Tell me when I am going to die." God replies to us as he replied to David. Silence. In today's epistle, St. Paul reminds us that we are constantly facing a spiritual deadline. He is telling us that the time to make the decision to give ourselves wholeheartedly to Christ is now, not some other time later on when we don't have so much else going on in our lives. St. Paul is an alarm clock. He says that if we know what is really going on, we will know that it is time to wake up. The opportunity to be saved is here, right now, not some other time in some other situation. We don't know when we are going to die, and by then it might be too late. We don't know when Jesus is going to come back, and by then it might be too late also. Events that will come up later on in the church year assure us that we do not need to be afraid to die. Death is not oblivion. Death is the gate to heaven and to the fullness of eternal life. Death holds no terror for those who are prepared for its coming. Are you prepared to die? Do you realize that you could die this afternoon? St. Paul says that being ready to die is as simple as getting up and putting on fresh clothing. He tells us to cast off the works of darkness, get rid of our sins by admitting them and saying we are sorry for them and getting God's forgiveness and then trying to shape up. And he tells us not to stay naked, but instead to get dressed. Put on the armor of light. Don't do anything you would be ashamed to have other people see. That is what walk honestly, as in the day, means. Dressing up in light means trying to look like Jesus. If we dress up like Jesus, if we pretend that we are what he is, then the Holy Ghost will help us become more and more like him. So put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. The word Advent means coming. In Advent, we consider the various comings of Jesus Christ. We look at those comings through the lens of the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Today, we have considered death. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as his most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.